SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
With you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you here, Sirius XM, channel 159, on a Tuesday night. CNL back in the mix. Good to have Joe here again, as always. We'll get to him in a moment. Got lots of baseball. It's a big football show. Everything's happening here. Joe's real excited because I texted Joe like 15 times. The football show, this, football show, that. We have football show, football show, football show. And we're looking for taters. It's a Tater Tuesday on Carver and Lisi as well. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I'm excited. It is a football show, but I'll tell you this right now. If some of these overs don't come in at 6 and 7 o'clock, it's going to be a baseball show. I tell you, second half, I'm going in. I'm already put in the late games. I'm getting crushed. The two games.
So you're already...
Yeah,
I'm already moving on. Already moving on.
I missed the Met game. I was driving home from the studio.
That's an over.
I saw
dead
8.5. I was like, it's 7:09. I'll have 20 minutes before it. Yeah. Put it 3 runs in the first or the second. Dead. Dead to rights.
Yeah.
So now, you know, of course, these Tampa Bay Rays, it cost me more money, them and the Cardinals. And every week I go in.
I'm surprised you keep going back to them because they just continue to get you. I mean, they just continue to get you.
Every day, Carver. Every day.
Every day they get you. I can't believe it. Like, it's every day. I got the Rays in this, the Rays in that. The Rays are screwing me. The Rays are doing it.
What did I tell you?
Get away from them.
What I tell you on the phone this morning? I didn't bet the Cub game, right? Right? Would they put up 15, 16 runs?
Yeah,
sure,
like
enough,
17,
tonight. I bet them tonight. Here we go.
Quiet. Very quiet. Very quiet so far. Hopefully that changes. I mean, Jose Ramirez is up now, and Naylor's on deck. I got Naylor, so hopefully. There's a homer for Bregman for Houston, Joe. So Houston just
2-1.
Made it 2-1. Joe likes it better when there's like a bunch of guys on base when somebody gets a homer. Needs a few guys on base before that goes down. Here's what's happening, Joe. 4-2, Nationals lead the Orioles. Top of the sixth inning in Baltimore. We rang the bell with Santander in that one. Be nice if a couple other guys can get cooking there as well. Reds lead the Cardinals 2-0. Bottom six in Cincinnati. I'm sure you went after that one, too, right? Did you just tell me you went after the Reds and the Cardinals? Is that one you went after?
Yeah, 10.5, 11.5,
dead under.
Dead to rights.
Marlins got a couple in the first, and then the homer from Burger Time. They lead the Phillies 3-0. I just watched the last half inning. This Belozo is just throwing junk to the Phillies. He's kind of a junk ball pitcher. Throwing curveballs, slow stuff. Schwarber with a slow ground out to first here to end that. So top six, 3-0 fish. Tigers destroying the Mariners tonight. And meanwhile, Joe, that was the lowest total on the board tonight.
Yeah, I know.
It was flat seven, some 6.5s because it was Skubal. And who was in there? Gilbert Grape? Who was going tonight? One of Seattle's good pitchers was going. And 11-1, they have completely smashed them. 1-1 Cubs and Guardians. Naylor's up now. Can this guy hit a two-run homer here, Joe? Could we get Naylor for Cleveland?
Yeah, why not?
Come on.
Can we perk it up? I mean,
can we get him?
Like 10 runs. I mean, Cleveland opened it up from the fifth on last night. I don't know. It's just
one-nothing like? Red Sox. That's quiet too, Joe. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I'm telling you this right now, Carver. Over in the Brave game, I'm telling you, Braves and Giants.
Yes, I'm with you on that. And I saw the wind's blowing out tonight in Oracle, 10 plus miles per hour. So we might be able to get some long balls.
What about the Padre over too? I feel like the Pirates are right.
I'm not as confident in that, but. I like the Colorado over.
I might just
Gombers. You got to remember, go after the gas cans. And first of all, you're sitting here saying all this. You know you're playing all of them to the over anyway. So what's the
except
what's
the Yankee
the point?
Game, and that'll probably. I'm telling you right now. I'm
not the Yankee game's a dead over. Dead over.
Nestor Cortez. I can't 4-0 Cincy. Maybe we have life. Maybe we
Who
have
is it?
Life.
Was it Candelario?
Know. John Candelario, the pitcher for the Giants?
I saw he was up. That's why I said that. It doesn't say yet if it was or not.
It says N6, so they got two. I don't know what happened there. Perk me up, Charlie.
Maybe it wasn't a homer.
4-4. 4-4. Could these gutless Cardinals do something? Oh, man. Every day. Costed me more. I'm that guy again. In this.
Candelario did homer, Joe. I was right. Candelario 2-run homer, 4-0 Reds. Oh, you see, this is what I was wondering was going on. What was taking so long with Naylor? They brought in Smiley and they took out Assad, so now Naylor's got to face a lefty, which is unfortunate. He just mashes righties.
Unbelievable. This is
so they brought this Smiley in, so now we got to deal with him.
This is I got problems. This is it now. With the calm before the storm, football season's here. I need a smash special. And you want to know, I was on Talking Football last night. I missed you. You know, they post these games of the year, right? And last year you were able to put together a parlay, right? As long as you didn't use the same team. This year, no go. I can't do it.
Really?
I can't. No. I put together, I want LSU. I want Georgia. You got the boost builder?
You got the boost builder?
What boost builder?
The boost builder. We got to use the boost builder tonight. Come on.
All right. But they post these G-O-T-Y. G-O-T-Y. I get all excited. I get nothing. I can't parlay anything.
Let me see this here. G-O-T-Y. Where are these games of the year? Let me see this.
They got them all. I want to go straight through November. Last year, I could alt everything. I could,
all right, here
you
we
know,
go.
Now
G-O-T-Y. So I can't take Michigan and put him with Nebraska. Is that what you're saying? Oh, yeah. How about that? They don't let you parlay him, huh?
I mean, last year we could do everything.
Do they let you know they're getting really unfair with
they're
some of the stuff.
They're starting to clip us. Like, don't give us these these nuggets and then, you know, straight bet. Then I bet it straight after I commit. Then they allow you to parlay it like the week before the season. It's like ridiculous.
They're teasing you. How about this pig Arenado? He homers for St. Louis after I played him last night.
Oh, good, good. We got life. Can we get
now.
Three more?
Homers a
Come
day
on,
later.
Come on, Arenado.
You know, it's like,
you know,
that bothers
Rays,
me, Joe.
Though, what do you want to do, Carver? I really like the Brave over tonight. I really like the Brave over, and I'm sort of a little tickled.
Colorado, go after Gomber. The Dodgers are starting right now, so.
I already have it. I already committed.
But you have it with things that aren't going to come in.
No. I have it with the late stuff.
Oh, you did. Okay, good.
I got 11.5 Dodgers, 11.5 Blue Jays, 11.5 Rockies.
All right. I just flipped the Dodger game on. I want to see the first inning here. I do have bets in a few.
So you're saying
tonight.
I have no shot with this St. Louis game? I mean, I have no.
I never said that. I can't get.
I need 6 runs. Can you give me something, Cardinals?
Yeah.
Man. So now what are we going to do?
You need 6 runs. You just got 2. I mean, 3 in like the last 5 minutes since we came on the air.
It's not enough. I'm a glutton. I'm a glutton. More.
Got a lot to do. Carver and Lisi on a Tuesday night. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here. The Nationals, Joe, just extended. They get a two. What did they get here? Oh, they got it to 7-2 now. So 7-2 Nationals lead the Orioles. Nice gutless effort by the Orioles tonight at home.
Yeah, but they're putting in an over. You can't.
You on that over?
No, figures. You know.
Sorry. You know,
here we go.
I was wrong. It was actually Kirby who started for Seattle. Kirby's Dreamland. I think I might have said that. Or I said
Kirby's
Gilbert Grape.
Dreamland?
Yeah, I got so many nicknames for the Mariner guys. So Kirby's Dreamland. Nice line for this guy tonight, Joe. 3 2/3. 13 hits and 11 runs. Ooh. Ooh. That's going to hurt. I mean, that had to destroy it. He says his ERA is 3.73 now. It was probably in the low threes, high twos. Before that outing, 3 2/3, 11 runs. Oh,
smash him!
That's tough. That's tough.
All right, I'm going up, and away. I don't know if you're gonna like this, but it's games
I like
really don't
you
like.
Do, Joe. I get whatever.
So
you.
This is the late. I'm scrambling. You ready?
Yeah, don't scramble yet. You know, you got time here. You got four
I'm
games
scrambling.
That don't start for over an hour. You have time to see if any of these other ones open up. There's nothing
right,
you can
you
add right now.
I already put it in. I'm scared. I'm they got me running. I'm running scared. Great movie, by the way. Remember Running Scared with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines?
I do remember.
Very underrated movie. Underrated.
Very underrated. Very strong. Underrated movie.
All right, you ready? I put it in.
Yes.
I went 11 and a half. 7-11. 7-11. You ready?
Give it to me.
Over Toronto, 11 and a half. I know you don't like that. Over 11.5 Pittsburgh. I'm starting to get the feeling like that's the over of the night, Pittsburgh. And then over 11.5 Colorado, which you do like.
I like that one.
So that pays 60.
Wait a second. 42. You just talked up the Giant game so much, and you didn't put the Giant Brave game in there.
I'm hanging in that. I'm holding on to that. I got that with, I told you, Pittsburgh. And I do have that. I have over 10.5 Braves, over 11.5 Pirates, over 11.5 Jays. I have that.
Okay. So you're double dipping on the Pirate Padre game.
Yeah, I'm double dipping on the Blue Jays too. I'm scrambling. Yeah. They got me. I'm seeing ghosts like Sam Darnold back in the day. I mean, come on. Could
Yankees and White Sox are underway as well.
Yeah.
Guaranteed in Chicago.
15 runs tonight.
Nice job by the Yankees last night, Neil. I know you were.
Yeah, I saw.
Ron, as they were
that.
Smashing
they were
them,
smashed,
just absolutely
5-2.
Smashing them.
I turned it off at 5-2.
You turned it off at 5-2? Yeah, I turned it on at 5-2 and watched the end of it. Nice,
did you?
Nice performance.
Missed you, but I missed you, buddy.
It's been a while, Joe. Is everything all right? Like you got everything? You were able to get a little R&R last week out on assignment. You're okay now. You're ready for football season.
Yeah,
is that the story?
No more. This is it. I'm locked and loaded. That's it. I'm in the foxhole until until you pull me out. That's it.
I got a couple days. I'm almost ready. I just got those couple days before college football really starts.
That's all right.
When I take the kids to Hershey Park,
but that's not really a vacation.
Culture. That's not really a vacation for me. It's torture.
I'm going to tell you
days.
What you would tell me. Good luck and Godspeed.
Well, yeah, precisely. With the two kids in Hershey Park
now,
for 2 days.
Now, Hershey Park, I know Hershey, by the way. But
yeah.
Hershey, if your wife wants to take the spa, I mean, if she can get away, the spa is great.
No thanks, because you want to know what that means? That means I have the two, and then it's 2-on-1.
Right.
So
right,
that's not
good.
Not in that place. I could do that at home. I could do that at the park. Not in an amusement park. No.
Do they have the water slides now in Hershey at this time?
They do.
Year?
They have like a whole boardwalk area with a bunch of water slides.
Yeah,
no, not the indoor. We go to that in the winter, the Great Wolf Lodge. We go to that.
Oh, okay. So that's what I thought.
This is outdoor. Everything's outdoor at Hershey.
Nice.
So.
But they got the chocolates. They got everything.
Yeah, they get the chocolates. They get the chocolates.
They get the chocolates.
So
that's
every,
all right. But
they get
I mean,
it all,
we'll
Joe.
Be, you'll be locked.
But what did I say to you when I took those days off? What did I say to you when I took those days off?
I said, I got to be back for the start of college football.
Yeah, well, I mean, the real start. I mean, you know, even if you miss week zero, it doesn't matter. I mean,
no, I mean, I'm saying that Friday night, we got that Friday night going into Labor Day weekend, we got picks. I mean, that's
that. Yeah, well, hopefully by then, the game of the year, we could put.
Now, here's another something I want to bring up with you. I heard a rumor last week while you were out. That you don't want to use the Notre Dame music for the college football picks anymore. I heard that.
No.
That got trickled down to me that you had some things to say.
Yes.
About the.
I said, No, get it right, okay? Get it right. I said, I don't want the music when I make my picks. So, fair game. Like, you know, like one of us goes first. I don't want to be rallying off my picks with Rudy Rudiger and Notre Dame, which goes right into your wheelhouse. I struggled a little bit in the regular season, and I caught you in bowl time, and I think that's the main reason why is the Rudy.
Yeah, but you caught me, but I still won in bowl time. I still won the bowls. I won the bowls. Remember that.
He's got Matias.
I rallied in the bowls like no other.
You did. You rallied. Like,
in fact, here it is.
I was showboating like Dion.
I'll remind you again.
I started out 19
in the
and five.
In the garbage bowl games that nobody cares
right.
about. You started 19-5, and I started 13-11. And then I came storming back to finish 28-13. So if I was 13-11, and I finished 28-13, that's a 15-2 finish from me in the bowls that matter, the bowls that people care about, not the WhoCares.com bowl like you know in those early games.
Oh, don't start.
So
the Sun Bowl
the
was
goal,
the
bowls that matter. And I had you by, I beat you by two games, 28-13, 26-15 in the bowls. Ooh. So that's how that went.
Snake bit.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 here on a Tuesday night. Great to have you with us on the grid. Three-run homer for Connor Wong for the Red Sox. 6-0 Red Sox.
Here they come every game. The Mets and Red Sox and Twins. All they do is play overs, and all I do is not bet it. It's incredible. It is incredible.
I'm a little surprised that this Cutter Crawford hasn't been smacked around either. He's been miserable his last four starts, and the Rangers very sleepy tonight, not getting the job done. That's for sure. I was hoping we can get a few Texas guys to touch off of him, and not yet. Bottom first, actually, they go to the second in Chicago with the Yankees and the White Sox. The Yankees were able to go an inning without getting down to the White Sox, so that was a good job by them. We mentioned there's four late-night games on the left coast. Jays and Angels in Anaheim, Fulmer and Gossman. Rockies and Snakes in the desert, Eduardo Rodriguez and Austin Gomber. We've got Ortiz and King in the Pirate-Padre game. And then late-night in San Francisco at Oracle, Charlie the Fisherman Morton against Kyle Harrison. So,
I guess I gotta. Here it is. I'm always up against it, Corbett. It's up against.
You are always up against it, Joe. 12-1 Tigers. 12-1 Tigers.
Yeah, here we go with the Cardinals. All of a sudden, gutless. One run.
Very gutless. I don't disagree with that. Very, very gutless. I agree, Joe.
I don't know. I guess
that game. That unfortunately, and I know you don't like when I do this to you. That game's over. That red.
I mean, I
Cardinal
can't get
games.
4-4 to give me life.
Nah,
I can't get it.
It's finished.
It doesn't matter. Dodgers look like a dead under already too. First inning.
So I want to make sure that we have this ironed out. So you don't want anything playing when you give the picks, or are you giving your own music?
I want
your
own music.
Okay. So there you go. So you would just make Matias do a little extra work. That's okay.
I can't do a little extra work.
No, I don't. He doesn't mind. It's okay. It's just instead of playing one song the whole time, you get yours and I'll get mine. I'm staying with Rudy.
That's
college football. It breeds college football.
That's overrated. That's a little overrated. With the Dan Devine and, you know, being, you know, the kid that needs a shot, you know.
So what are you like the L? I'm sure you play like the LSU fight song or something like that. Is that what you're gonna do? You know, get the brass bonanza out here. Like, what is it that you're gonna have for us?
Well, why do you need to know? You'll find out, I guess, week zero.
What about the NFL picks? You got a problem with that too? You don't like the music for the NFL picks?
No, the NFL picks. I like the NFL picks.
I haven't heard in a while, Matisse. You got the NFL pick music? I haven't heard.
Come on, give us the picks.
Let's hear the NFL pick music. It's been too long. Make us think it's almost here. And give us a shot of life. He's got to find it, Joe. I mean, we didn't prep him for any of this. We're just throwing it at him. We didn't tell him we were going to do this.
That's all right. He should have it in the data bank.
He's got it in the data bank, but he's got to get it. He's got to go find it. There it is. The old ESPN music, right, Joe? They still do this on Cat, though? Then they bring primetime back and the old primetime music?
I don't know.
There you go, Joe. Can you feel it? Can you taste it?
I can.
It's here. Big Friday night, end of the show. Big Friday night playing that at the end of the show.
Dave Canales making his
Joe's ready to make his week one picks now. Get me Canales.
Bryce Young, dismal rookie campaign. He's going up against gutless Dennis Allen. Oh, I taste that.
Man, he is gutless Dennis Allen, man. Whew, he is gutless.
Everybody now, you know, I'm on a lot of Saints threads. Everybody pumping up the rat.
What do you mean you're on a lot of Saints threads? What does that mean?
Meaning, like, I follow a lot of Saint backers on the X, so they're pumping out all the content. Rattler this, Rattler that.
Please, get serious. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah. On a Tuesday night, SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe, a couple of things have happened here, probably of interest to you. We shall see. Will Smith with a homer for the Dodgers. Will Smith is on the board. Yeah, that's right, Joe. How'd you know?
Getting jiggy with it.
So Will Smith, who has beat up the Brewers this year, honestly. That's the team he had the 3-homer game against in L.A. a month or two ago. And so he goes yard off of Colin Rea, and it's 1-0 Dodgers. You know, the thing about the Dodgers is, Joe, you know, I know they had like a rough patch for the last month and a half, 2 months, and they had so many guys out of the lineup, but they're starting to like get all their guys back. Like all their guys are coming back now. So, and it's not going to be good for everybody. I know they've let Arizona and San Diego have been so hot that they've gotten to within, I guess it's 3.5 games of them. But once the Dodgers now get Mookie back, they get Muncy back soon, they're going to eventually get Yamamoto back. You know, they're getting a lot of their guys back. And it's going to be all about October for them, I guess.
Look out. They're getting all the guys back. Freeman, him.
Yes, go ahead, Joe. Him.
Guaranteed, once Betts comes back, he'll be in your portfolio every night.
Betts came back last night. He homered. Homered his first game back.
Did you have him?
I did not. I stayed away. Didn't play him. I played him small somewhere tonight. We'll see if he... Because the number was good. There was one place that had him at 575, and everyone
shopping
else had
around.
Him at 450.
Look at that.
I shopped,
typical
dude.
Sharp.
No, that's... I'm not lying. Ever since I started... Really?
Is it Simeon?
And runners on second and third now, one out.
You got to be kidding me, Joe.
What?
Oh, he hit it off the very top of the wall. Are you kidding me here? Oh, are you kidding me?
Not good.
Oh, Joe. I got you. Joe, take over for a minute. I got to walk around.
I can't believe this. I get another over. Oh, man, here it comes right now. Over Mets, over Boston. And watch the Twin game open it up. All games that I'm not even on. Carver, I'm telling you this right now. If these late games do not go over, I'm gonna be off the wall. I'm telling you that right now. Unbelievable. 2-1 now, Cleveland over Chicago. Watch, somehow, some way, that game will go to extra innings and the over will come in. It's amazing. 8-2 now, Nationals over the Orioles. Amazing. Mets 7-1, and here come the A's. First and second, nobody out. Can we get updated odds here? What do we got here? Let's see. Updated odds right now. Miami up 4-0, over 5.5 against these gutless Phillies. What happened to the Phillies? What happened to Bryce Harper? What happened to Schwarber? What happened to this offense? They absolutely suck over the last week of the season. Unbelievable. Give me some life. Can we get some life?
All right, I'm back.
No, I'm serious. Can we get some life?
I had to go take a walk. I cannot believe that guy hit the very top of the monster, Joe. Another half a foot higher, and it's a home run for Simeon, and we're having a party.
I'm not even
and we're
watching.
Ringing the bell.
I'm watching on the GameCast. So,
enough with the ColecoVision, please.
They got bases loaded.
Please.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, but they got bases. That's all great, Joe. I don't care about that. I care about dingers. That's it. Taters. Big flies. That's what I need.
Just listen to me for a second. They're hanging at 11.5. We got top six. We got one out, bases loaded.
Hey, you're a homer away from 11 right now.
I'm gonna take it.
You're a homer away from 11.
I'm gonna take the Met over too.
Cutter Crawford starting to unravel here. You're a homer away.
They're gonna get me in.
Javi Baez with a 2-run homer. Jeez, 15-1 Tigers. 15-1.
Every night now.
I tell you, that alt was heavy for that game too, because it was a flat 7.
I can't take these totals now. Look at this. You're not getting anything back. Every game I have no base runners. Hey, Cardinals, can you at least threaten? One out. Look at this. They're so gutless.
They're gutless, Joe. You gotta let it go with them.
I hate this team. Goldschmidt and look, Tampa Bay too.
That Cleveland 2-1 was a Janeski Knoll home run. So 2-1 Cleveland. He's not Josh Naylor. We need Josh Naylor to homer. I wouldn't mind Hap either. I played Hap, Joe, because he had good numbers against the guy that Cleveland started. Hap homered last night.
Could we get the over? I mean, I need the Brew Crew to help out too. Carver, 255 is the plus 255 over 11.5. Could we get? I mean, it's 1-0. Could I at least get 7 by the Dodgers?
Yes.
and the Brew Crew?
I think you'll get. You only need 7.
No, I need. What's this now? What happened here? First and second for the Dodgers. Opening it up. Let's go. Single. A little Texas leaguer for Hoskins. Can we get a 3-run blast? Can we open it up? Can we do it? Look at these Cardinals.
5-1 Twins. Are you on the Twin Royal game?
No, what did I tell you? I told you every night, Twins, Mets, and Boston. Just bet them blindly. It's amazing. It's amazing how these games just...
Joe, I have a lot of stuff that... I'm trying to remember from last week that I was like, I wonder what Joe thinks of this. And obviously the one was, I haven't talked to you since all those preseason games. So at some point tonight, whether it's in maybe in the second hour, we'll start the hour with this. You're going to give me your, because I'm sure once you came home from your assignment, you watched the film on all the rookie quarterbacks.
I watched it for
all the rookie quarterbacks. Now, unfortunately, Joe, one of those rookie quarterbacks definitely won't be playing. That's J.J. McCarthy because he's getting the meniscus surgery. So I'm sure you're very excited for Sam Darnold,
to lead the Vikings.
The best opportunity to win, though. I mean,
man,
you're so down on McCarthy.
You are so down on McCarthy.
I'm not down on McCarthy. I just don't think he's NFL ready.
You think he's a hump?
No, I just think, I think you could afford to make J.J. wait until they're, mathematically eliminated.
No choice now.
Yeah, well, I think they can win with Darnold, meaning I think they could put up some numbers. You know, I mean, they have some playmakers. They have Aaron Jones. They have Ty Chandler at the running back position. You got J.J. You got, Addison, the off-the-field stuff, what are you going to do? But assuming he's there week one. I mean, they got some playmakers. They got Hockenson. With Darno, they can make some noise. I don't like them. I hate O'Connell as a coach. I can't stand him. Talk about another guy that sucks from an in-game X's and O's standpoint. Jeez. Mm. And I had this argument with Lion fans on X. Dan Campbell, top five motivator. He's not a top five coach. Top five motivator. X's and O's? Come on.
You got to remember, I think that when you say something like that, immediately everybody thinks of the NFC Championship game. So,
well, what about the Dallas game?
You think about calls made in super big spots, right? And things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a final in Cincinnati, 4-1. Yeah. Reds beat the Cardinals.
Science Field delivers. 8-1 now, Oakland. They added another one.
Was it the Butler?
Nah, I think it was a single.
Unlucky. Butler's been cold. This might be the last night I play him for a while.
I don't know. Second and third for the Brew Crew. Two outs. Can we get one in? Can we get a three-run blast?
Good to be back with you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I got the quad box up now, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Now, the Rangers are an Adolis Garcia homer away from making it 6-6 with the Reds. They still have the bases loaded with an out. 6-2, bases loaded, Garcia at the plate.
Come on, Garcia.
Come on, Garcia. Home run just now for Juan Soto for the Yankees. So Soto goes yard. Two-run shot, and it's 2-0 Yankees in the Windy City. The Cubbies have a man on third, Joe, in the seventh here, but with two outs. So it's going to take a hit from Betancourt to get him home unless a wild pitch or something like that happens. I guess at least if they tie it, that's good for you. At least it keeps the game going a little bit. I mean, I'm trying to find anything I can for you here. But you got this Tampa game, too, and that's a dead end. All these games are dead enders.
I've moved on to the
You're on the night slate. You've left the early games where they belong, on the sideline. You're finished with them.
Nah, I'm just upset.
And the Brewers didn't come through either in the bottom of the second. Nothing.
No, that's
unfortunate. I'm sorry,
it's over.
Joe.
Stick a fork in me for the early time, you know?
Did you watch any of the golf over the weekend?
No. I missed it. I'm sorry.
You missed it?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's unfortunate. They played 36 holes on Sunday.
I know. That you don't like when they do that.
It was a wild finish. Well, yeah, they didn't play at all on Thursday, so that was... But Cam and Keith came through. They both had Aaron Rye.
Did they? I saw that. That is awesome. Those guys are hot as a pistol.
I was good. I had a real hot. I think it was 5 or 6 weeks around the U.S. Open to the Open Championship, and then these guys they've been picking up the mail too. Everybody's done their part on Golf Wednesdays. It's been great.
Awesome.
Toasty finished outside the 125. He's in trouble.
I know, but he did well in the Olympics, didn't you? Get him top 10, top 20.
Top 20, I had him in the Olympics, yes. But he did not play well last week at the Wyndham. He's finished.
I told you, where you know, he wears everything on his shoulder, Carver.
It was all about country. That was it.
That was it.
6-3. I turned away to talk to you, so I didn't see how Garcia got on. Maybe it was a walk. I don't know. 6-3 Boston. Bases still loaded. One out. And now Nathaniel Lowe coming up.
Hmm. Nice. All right.
So now, did you get in on that live?
No. I'm in on the Dodgers and all the late games.
Okay.
I need a miracle. I'm counting this Dodgers as a dead under. I could tell already. Dead under.
Counting it as a dead under.
Yeah, hopefully they can. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's all right, Joe. You'll be okay. Are you sad that the Olympics is over? I haven't talked to you about that.
No, I mean, I enjoyed the...
Clear the decks for football is what you say. Clear the decks for football.
Sweep them up. It's like shuffleboard. You know when the...
See, Joe, what Joe loves is all the nonsense that we've talked about for the last 2 months. Olympics, Copa, Euros, this, him. Even the golf is starting to go down into the sunset. You know, everything's just about over. And Joe, all that means for Joe is clear the decks because it's time. That's what Joe says, right?
You know what this is, Carver? You know when the table loses? You know when the table loses? You know in roulette?
Yeah,
when they have everything but the double zeros and they just sweep them up. That's it. Just move it up.
Clean them all out. It's time.
Clean them all out.
Reset the table. Reset the table. Let's go.
Reset. That's it. New dealer. That's it. That's it. The new dealer comes in.
Oh, boy, Joe. Otani just put one up in like the third deck. I mean, that was a shot from Otani.
2-0.
Solo homer.
All right. We got
Otani homer. Wow. Is that.
What happened with the
Rangers here? Oh, it must have been a ground. What was that? Must have been a walk or something again. I keep moving. I look over at Otani and I see now it's 6-4, bases loaded, one out. So I don't know what happened. How Lau got on, but 6-4, man, that Otani, Joe. You got to see this Otani homer. He got a lot of it.
Did he?
How was it? Let me ask you this question.
More? Get me 10 more. Can he get me 10?
How about the fact that you have two first-place teams at this game in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Two first-place teams, Dodgers and Brewers. Joe, there's nobody at the game.
Yeah, well,
there's just
nobody
empty
cares.
Seats everywhere.
Nobody cares. 7-2
Joe, it's a beautiful weeknight in Milwaukee.
Nobody cares.
Now, Betts hits a single to right. So Betts gets a hit after the Otani.
Get that money train going.
Joe, get that money train going. How about Freeman now? Is it Freeman? Let's go.
Could he give me a two-run blast and open it up? Freeman's up, Carver.
Can Schwarber hit one here?
Schwarber? I just called them out. I said they're gutless. That team is – you want to talk about hitting skids? Johnny Skidmarks for the Phillies lately.
Yeah, they haven't been playing well. The good thing for them is that Atlanta's been awful, too. So Atlanta's been real bad.
7-4. Here come the Mets. What did I tell you?
Wow.
The Mets over, the Boston over, 5-2 now, Twins, every over. Just bet the Twins, the Mets, and Boston. Bet them single, bet them parlay. You're guaranteed to win 4 out of the 7 nights. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Jesse Wink, Barfield. The Wink Man. The Wink Man had a double for the Mets, and then Alonso a two-run single. That got it to 7-4.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Come on, Freeman. Give me something. Tattoo something, kid. Where is he? Is he up?
He's up. I'm watching it. They got, because I'm ahead of you now. I got the quad boxes ahead of everybody.
He struck out.
Unbelievable. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. A few things here, Joe. So the Red Sox were able to get out of that jam. Obviously, Texas scored a couple runs to make it 6-4, but the damage could have been a lot worse
and they were able to keep it at 6-4. So there's a lot to happen in that one still. I'm watching Hap up here for the Cubs. Hap? Can he hit one out, Joe, and make it 2-2?
Yeah,
can he do that?
Yes, I mean, can he? He never does it when I need him. Sure enough, here come the Astros. Bases loaded. Now they're going to score runs, right? Unbelievable. It's just amazing. Look at this. Bases loaded now. Here we go. I needed 9 last night. They had 6-1. Come on, Hap. 9-2
Come on.
Nationals. 9-2
yep,
Nationals.
I'm watching them around the bases.
Twins with the bases loaded, nobody out. Look at this.
6-2 Twins. 6-2 Twins.
They're going to get about another 5. This game's going to have 13 in it. Unbelievable. It's just.
I don't know.
Just amazing. So miserable right now. I need a reset. I need a reset. You need,
get him a T.O., baby. Get him a T.O.
Yeah, they just went on a 20-0 run. I can't stop them.
Hap like struck Coach, out. He stinks.
I feel like Coach Cal and, you know, playing LSU. You know, all of a sudden, I got a little gastritis, you know. The Gallimard is acting up, even though
says
Coach Cal in
gastritis.
Final days in Lexington, he looked like he had GERD for like half the season. He looked gray. He didn't even look like really. He looked like that marinade sauce was acting up on him. Unbelievable. Come on.
Marinade sauce. Marinade sauce.
He looked great. It's like, Coach, wake up. You know, you're down by 25. Can you coach now?
Come on.
Man.
Let's go here.
Look at this, Corver. I need something.
It's all right, Joe. You still got all. You got all the late night games. You got nothing to worry about.
All the late games went under last night.
And it is 5-0. It's Jesus Sanchez just went yard for Miami to make it 5-0. So,
how come the Brewers never have runners on? Never. Last inning.
Last inning they had runners on. What do you mean? I mean, what do you want? They had runners on last inning.
I don't know. Can we just get 12 runs? I don't care how we do it. Just get me 12.
That's it? Just 12?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have 1-12 spot except the Detroit game on the board.
Listen, we got to do the, go find. Here's what you got to do during this break that's about to come up, and we start the next hour. Go on your app there. Go on your app and find the boost. Find the boost builder.
Is this what we did with the Olympics? How many did we hit at the Olympics?
I don't know. We didn't win.
I'm on boost. I got nothing. Nothing with the boost.
No, you're wrong. Everyone gets one today.
So what do I do?
You probably already used it because you don't understand the power of that thing. That you put a bunch of legs in and
I know it's like the golden
and it adds
ticket
it up.
At Willy Wonka. It's gonna get
have,
to the chocolate.
You don't
factory.
Have the boost. Go to your offers.
Promos.
Whatever. Should be
Finger
a boost
Tuesday.
Builder.
Boost builder.
There it is.
Claim it.
Claim it.
That's why.
We're gonna put that to work in the next hour.
Put that to work. Here we go. With what?
I want to get you excited. We'll get you. You know, maybe we could parlay a bunch of games of the year in college football.
We can't. They won't let us do it.
Maybe they'll let you parlay regular games. Will they let you parlay NFL games that are up there?
What, preseason?
No, week one.
We're going to use this week one.
Why are not? Let's load it up. Hey, they got touchdowns up yet?
Oh, that's a homer. 2-1 Milwaukee. Who was that? Contreras.
Contreras, of course.
Contreras.
Played him last night. It's one tonight. It's just
you
sick.
Did that. Let's go back to this week one. I got a headache.
I'm upset now.
I popped a nerve. You want me to hold it down? Contreras, what a 400-foot shot to left center. Carver was on him last night. Sure enough, tonight it comes into the bank. We're coming back with NFL action next.